Over the past 9 months, we interviewed all 12 candidates running for a seat on Westlock County Council. In the lead-up to the October 18th municipal election, we asked them one final question. Why should people vote for you? Below are their 100-word responses. Division 1 Victor Julian: It has been my honor to act as councillor for Division 1. I have met many of you and seen the results of flooding, damaged roads, beaver dams, utility bill problems, unfair taxation, problem development permits, bridge damages and annual road issues. We need an action committee of local farmers to monitor the Redwater and Legal Creeks and affected properties. My business background has helped and could continue to be of use. Because of COVID-19 restrictions, I have not visited you. I ask for your vote in this election. Thank you for the opportunity. Sherry Provençal: My peers have described me as a trustworthy and honorable individual. I am hoping to bring fresh new ideas, a business sense and personal experience to the table should I be elected. I am a person of integrity and would not make promises that I feel could not be delivered upon. We are all aware of existing county issues, and I would like to hear your ideas on how you feel we could move forward to resolve some of these issues. I want to be your voice, our voice, in making the county a better place for everyone. Division 3 Raymond Marquette: If elected, my primary goal is transparency. I believe the key to successful government is the ability to allow our ratepayers to be aware of what is happening and for their elected officials to be accountable for the decisions made. Lou Hall: During my first term on council, I felt that I was the right person at the right time for the right reasons, and I still feel that way. Any matters that were brought before me, I always listened, researched and made an informed decision. I am accountable, and as a ratepayer myself, I always responded to ratepayers' concerns. I will continue to learn from the past, focus on the present and plan for the future. Division 4 Francis Cloutier: I want to encourage everyone to get out and vote in the upcoming election. If many people choose not to vote, then councillors are chosen by only a few members of the community and may not represent everyone's views. If I win the election for Division 4, I look forward to getting to know the residents so I can be their voice and make sure their thoughts get put before council. It's important that everyone has the chance to be heard. I wish the best of luck to all nominees and thank them for taking the time to participate in this election. Lisa Gurman: If elected, my goals are to be a voice for Division 4 in Westlock County as a whole. I want to hear your concerns and be able to take them to council. Possibly have a solution? I would love to hear that too. I want to ensure every tax dollar collected is spent in accordance with the Municipal Government Act. Evaluate all opportunities for generating new or expand existing revenue sources within the county and continue and enhance on the current council's strategic priorities plan for Westlock County and be part of the development of 5- and 10-year goals. Division 5 Isaac Skubin: In the next 4 years, council needs to work toward bringing new, innovative industry to this county to stabilize high taxes and get more gravel on roads. The last year has shown promise with a Bitcoin mine, composting facility, and new campgrounds coming to Westlock County. We're also seeing an uptrend in residential development. Our county is full of potential. The county industrial yard, acreage living, and tourism are all areas council needs to look at and capitalize on going forward. I will continue to listen and push for positive change, accountability, development, and low taxes in Westlock County. David Wojnarowski: If Division 5 ratepayers want someone who is deeply committed to making the county a more affordable place to live, that retains and attracts new families and businesses to Westlock County, then I would ask for their vote. I will listen and act on ratepayer priorities, reduce taxes, reverse cuts to grading, gravel budget, eliminate wasteful spending and ensure county business is done in public. My experience in farming, business, and more than 30 years managing economic development initiatives, while leading high-performing teams, provides me with the knowledge and experience needed to build a brighter future for Westlock County. Division 6 Stuart Fox Robinson: The first will seek agreement to reduce councillor pay, will work to ensure residents' needs are put first through short and long-term strategic plans. I will work with fellow councillors to identify significant efficiencies and reduce wasteful spending. I will also ensure all contracts are made public with full disclosure. I do not support any future tax increase until all potential cost savings have been explored. I have a degree in economics and 20 years experience reducing costs combined with the passion and energy to help change Westlock County for the better. Brian Shriver, due to several factors, our county is forced to operate with a limited budget. Under these circumstances, it is most important to see our money channeled toward providing to the needs of everyone, and less to the desires of a few. I believe it is wiser to spend money rebuilding a small piece of road properly, than rebuilding any amount of road poorly for the same money. The county will be spending money regardless. I stand to see that money spent effectively, and not wasted. Division 7 Bert Cedar. As I've held a seat on Westlock County Council for 9 years, I have an understanding of what's involved in being a councillor, the Municipal Government Act, as well as being responsible to my ratepayers, listening and responding to their concerns. I am now retired and have the time that is required to do a good job. I have lived in Division 7 most of my life and know the area very well. As our community is constantly changing, I can bring a new vision and responsible planning for today and the future of Westlock County. Christine Weiss, why vote for me? Because I still believe in Westlock County. I have not and will not give up on the county I know our ratepayers deserve. I want county business done in an open and transparent manner. I want a forward-thinking plan to repair roads and add drainage. I want an extensive review of county spending and to explore new ways, without raising taxes, to balance the budget. I want to explore ways for helping existing businesses thrive in Westlock County. I believe in DIV 7, and I am ready to build the county you deserve.